A federal judge ordered Pinair to sell off its assets as a part of its bankruptcy proceedings. That auction was held Wednesday in Anchorage. Michael Markham is the attorney for the trustee overseeing the sale.
We had two bidders. The prevailing bidder was J.F. Lehman & Company, who's the owner of Raven Air Group. And their bid was $12.3 million in cash, along with other considerations, some contract assumptions, including covering liabilities under the company health plan.
The buyer would also pick up the primary aircraft leases from Pinair. Peninsula Airways has been owned by the Siebert family for more than six decades. For many years, it was the primary and often only service between Anchorage and Bristol Bay. It is the only connection between Anchorage and Unalaska, as well as most of the Aleutian and Pribilof Island communities. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August of 2017. The cash from the sale will be put toward paying the company's debts, but Markham said that it is unlikely all creditors will be paid.
The first debts that will get paid are the secured debts. Those will get paid first off the top, and then after that, the post-bankruptcy debts have a higher priority than the pre-bankruptcy debts. So the balance of the money will likely be exhausted paying post-bankruptcy debts, but we don't have a definite accounting of all of those. So I don't want to completely foreclose any chance of money making it to the pre-bankruptcy creditors, but it's likely that we'll get close to paying the post-bankruptcy creditors in full.
Markham estimated that Pinair owes a little more than $5 million in secured debts, between $6 million and $10 million in post-bankruptcy debt, and several million of pre-bankruptcy debt.
So there's definitely not enough money, you know, with the $12.3 million to go around.
Friday afternoon, the purchase will go before a bankruptcy judge in Anchorage.
That will hopefully result in the entry of an order approving the sale, and then the bidder will start their process of obtaining approvals with the FAA and DOT, and as soon as those approvals are obtained, which will hopefully take 4 to 6 weeks, there'll be a closing after those approvals are obtained.
This sale is not a merger. Markham stressed that Pinair will continue to operate under that name and separately from the current Raven operations. In the immediate future, he said he does not anticipate changes to service for Bristol Bay or the other communities Pinair serves. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.